Welcome to Living Hope. With today's teaching, here's the Reverend Richard Brunton.
Hello, welcome to the Living Hope program today. Today we're going to continue in the second letter of Paul to Timothy, and we find ourselves in chapter 2. Remember that Paul has appointed Timothy to serve, particularly the church at Ephesus, and he's wanting to encourage Timothy in that ministry. He cannot physically go to be with Timothy, so the letter is there to inspire and encourage Timothy to keep pressing on with the work of God. Now, in chapter 2 at the beginning, there's a very powerful and clear statement: be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. It's ever so important. Paul was a great teacher of the grace of God, we deserve nothing. That grace is great riches at Christ's expense. It's unmerited favour. It's God's goodness to those who don't deserve his goodness. And he's really making the point to Timothy that you need to be very, very strong in that grace. Don't ever fall into the trap of legalism. Don't ever fall under the pressure of I must do this and I must do that in order to please God. But no, you just rest in the fact that Christ has done everything, and that as we turn from sin and just fully trust in him, we will find strength and we will find joy. Now, Paul is also in this second chapter wanting to give some powerful pictures to inspire and encourage Timothy in his leadership. He gives the picture of the soldier. He gives the picture of the hard-working farmer. And he gives the picture of the athlete. Now, many a Bible commentator has reflected on these three pictures, and I, in many ways, feel quite inadequate to kind of add much to what they've shared, but just that they are working pictures. None of these people are idle. The soldier is ready for action at any moment. He's someone who is going to obey orders. He doesn't make the decisions. The decisions are made, and he then has to go and fight. And there is a sense in which part of our walk, even as leaders in the body of Christ, we are soldiers, we're called to fight, we're called to be focused and not distracted, to get on with the job. We have an enemy to come against. The athlete, well, it's a working picture again. It's the whole story of someone having to prepare and having to train, and again working very, very hard, competing according to the rules. In other words, whatever grace and goodness of God you're privileged to enjoy, you never abandon basic principles, basic standards of how to live. You never try to take shortcuts. And then there's the picture of the hard-working farmer. And one of the things about a farmer, particularly in days before electricity, was that you got up when the sun was up and you went to bed when the sun went down. And between those hours, however many hours there were, you just used all the time you could to plough and to plant and to reap. And so Paul is saying these pictures, that's how we should be as believers, working hard, competing according to the rules, fighting the good fight. We're called to live in a godless world, and therefore, how do we combat all the evil and false teaching? Well, he says, present yourself approved to God, a worker who correctly handles the word of truth. That's why we do these studies. That's why we have these programs. We want you to be faithful to the word of God, and then you will have success. We must pause for some worship, after which my good friend Patrick will join me to reflect further on 2 Timothy chapter 2.
You're listening to Living Hope, the ministry of the Reverend Richard Brunton. I'm Patrick Woodward, and I've joined Richard now to look further at these verses from Paul's second letter to Timothy, and we're on to chapter 2. Just remind us, Richard, about the relationship between Paul and Timothy. We've touched on this in previous programmes as we looked at the first letter of Timothy, but what were they to each other?
Well, I guess they were like a father and son. Paul, the more experienced, the more mature man of God and man of Christian ministry. But Timothy, highly valued. He's younger. He has got a lot to learn, but he's never put in a place of being belittled or you keep making mistakes, Timothy. He's honoured, he's respected, he's supported. But Paul is very, very committed that Timothy should be a man who is based on the Word of God and a man who demonstrates through his life the character of Jesus.
And you continue to get this sense of encouragement towards that from Paul in this chapter, don't we? You mentioned these images, these pictures that Paul uses, the soldier, the athlete and the farmer. I picked up another one actually a little bit further down in verse 15 where he talks about him being like a workman. And the thought that came to my mind is that these are all working people. There's no image about being like a nobleman or being rich or being like a king. These are all working with the people kind of roles, aren't they?
Well, yes, they are. They're very active images. There's not any sense of apathy, complacency, just snoozing, sleeping. Very much on the ball, active people.
A bit later on in verse 23, he encourages Timothy not to get involved in foolish and stupid arguments. I wonder what was the sort of thing that was going on. Bearing in mind that this is the early church, the church has not been founded for that long. Were they getting involved in foolish arguments already?
Yes, it seems they were. It would be having discussions about things that really have no purpose and no sort of end game. Just looking at things almost for the sake of it and not having a heart and enthusiasm to understand the word of God, but almost, we might use the word nitpicking, just unravelling something, but for no good reason. And there were all sorts of discussions about angels, and it wasn't to find out more about angels or find out more about the cross, but it was just nitpicking, as I've said, just dissecting something, but to no real end.
In our day, when there are very many sources of information and lots of opinions out there, you know, in places like the internet, can the church today fall into the same trap?
Yes, I think so. I think that we need to be very careful that there are issues that are not particularly edifying, building up the body of Christ, and there are other issues that are vital, and we must learn to distinguish between the two.
And I suppose to know what the fundamentals are that we should be focusing on, and not the things that are perhaps not really relevant or important.
Well, that's right. I mean, there are clearly things that are pertinent to salvation, but then there are other things that, well, you could still be saved and not have fully understood every doctrine that comes across. So it's really being alert and focused on what really matters.
So we see, as we look in these letters written a long time ago, matters and issues, human nature hasn't changed, that affect us today.
Yeah, very much so. I mean, that is why we still read them. And for people aspiring to ministry, you would very much say, go to the, we call them the pastoral epistles. You read them because they will help you as much as they were written to help Timothy and the other one to Titus.
Okay, Richard, thank you very much indeed. So join us again next time as we continue looking at Paul's second letter to Timothy in the next Living Hope. You've been listening to Living Hope from the Reverend Richard Brunton. If you'd like to contact Richard, please visit our website at living-hope.org.uk.